This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 98 for Tuesday, October 12th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were weaker on Tuesday, falling in sympathy with the Chicago soy complex as the futures had a bearish reaction to updated supply-demand data from the USDA. Canola down 11 to over $26, November down $25.70 at $901.20 per ton. Upward revisions to both U.S. and world soybean ending stocks estimates from the USDA weighed heavily on the futures. Bearish chart signals contributed to the weaker tone in canola. Overbought price sentiment and the firm Canadian dollar, which is holding above 80 U.S. cents, also weighed on prices. However, tight supplies and the need to ration demand did remain supportive on the other side. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are lower while wheat moved higher. November soybeans down 30 cents at $11.98 per bushel. The updated supply, demand, and production data from the USDA was especially bearish for soybeans, with prices dropping sharply when the reports were released. The government agency raised its yield estimate for this year's U.S. soybean crop to 51.5 bushels per acre. That'd be up by half a bushel on the year, with production now pegged at 4.448 billion bushels. U.S. ending stocks for this marketing year were raised to 320 million bushels, roughly double the September forecast and at the higher end of expectations. World soybean carryout at 104.6 million tons, or about 4 million tons above average trade guesses. The USDA reports today were also bearish for corn, with the December contract down 10 cents at 5.22 per bushel. Average U.S. corn yields were pegged at 176.5 bushels per acre, up slightly on the month and at the higher end of trade guesses, taking total production to just over 15 billion bushels. Ending stocks were upped to 1.5 billion. World corn ending stocks were also raised to 301.7 million tons. Wheat futures, meanwhile, managed to move higher. Minneapolis up 7 cents in the December contract at $9.52 per bushel, Kansas City up 5 cents in December at $7.39 per bushel, and Chicago wheat it's up 2 cents in December at $7.34 per bushel. Projected U.S. wheat ending stocks were in line with expectations at 580 million bushels, but the world supply situation was deemed tight. Global wheat carryout for the current marketing year was pegged at 270.2 million tons. That's down by 6 million from the September estimate and below average trade guesses. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, October 12th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.